Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live now. As we launch into the third hour of the program, we have plenty of time for you if you want to share your thoughts with us on whatever you'd like to discuss. Everything from drug dealing as a victimless crime to boring school board meetings and how to make them more interesting, if they're even worth attending. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Sometimes when the activists try to make meetings more interesting, it gets very controversial, like when we did the drinking game here in Keene with open containers of what appeared to be alcohol but was actually water in brown bottles. And we got arrested for that one. Ultimately, they dropped the charges because, well, what they were doing was obviously pretty illegal. But they got away with dropping the charges and got away with arresting us because, you know, it's hard to actually sue the government when they destroy your rights. We'll come back with your calls here, 855-450-FREE. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Conan.
And Mark.
Let's bring Todd back on the line here. Todd, you were trying to get a point out earlier, and can you just recap briefly for everybody just tuning in?
Well, mainly just about the virtue of private initiative and that you vote with your money and the things that you support, that we waste an enormous amount of money on the political process through books and campaign donations. And, you know, really, if you really care about the poor, then give to an organization that will help the poor. And let's let go of this idea that it's an entitlement when it's actually, I think it's morally detrimental to the supposed beneficiaries.
I agree. Well, you're not entitled to other people's money.
And you know what? The argument that no one's going to give is just crap. You know, they're always finding that the U.S. in particular are so good about giving, especially when something big happens. Katrina happens or 9/11 happens, and people are just, I mean, the money that
even
is
outside the
money,
of the country.
Yeah, the money that is accumulated is enormous. I mean, so people are going to give. When they see that there are actual problems, they're going to give with their hearts. And so this isn't, you know, the only people who don't think this is possible are the left liberals. I mean, they believe that there's no way in hell someone would.
I don't think it's all lefties. I don't think you can place. Go ahead, Todd.
Well, they're all. Don't call me a goathead. That's not nice. But there's also people that are involved in these organizations that their overhead is so much drastically less. Their employees want to be there, want to be doing. It's not a job, and you're not a bothersome client.
Some of them aren't even employees. They're volunteers. That's how much they care.
If you've ever dealt with, I mean, when I was in my 20s, we got food stamps for a little while, I don't know, 6 months or so, when my firstborn was born. I didn't have any money. But I'm glad there was help there, but it doesn't have to be that just because I got that help. And you have to deal with some truly uncaring people who are, you know, you just
the
follow the rules and regulations.
You mean the administrators.
You're a number. You're not a person that needs help. And we've just denied the benefits of individual liberty and living with the consequences of your actions is one of the most immoral things we've done as a society, all in the name of help someone out. It just reminds me of your prior caller talking about doing something for someone's own good when it comes to drug laws. There's nothing more tyrannical than stuff that is done under color of law for your own good.
Oh yeah, when you see that law, any lawmaker who is trying to protect you in any way, shape, or form, you run screaming
because
those are the worst lawmakers that are ones that are trying. And by the way, that's most of them that are actually trying to create laws for your benefit.
Todd, thanks for your call and thoughts tonight. I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Or Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm.
About this argument where people say, in a voluntary future where the government doesn't have these welfare programs that people wouldn't give, it turns into a conversation pretty quickly. It's like, America's the biggest giving country on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
And, well,
there's evidence for that.
Yeah, there's evidence for that. People are doing better now with the social welfare programs than they were before the social welfare programs, so they must be working. So there's obviously these two arguments.
Correlation's not causation.
Indeed, but in both cases, that's a true statement. So I'd like to go through some numbers real quick on this. So we know that welfare, that about 70 cents on every dollar, welfare dollar, goes to unaccountable government bureaucrats. 70 cents out of every dollar. And on average, these charitable programs, it's about 30 cents on every dollar. So let's just go ahead and say the government's about twice as inefficient as the marketplace in this circumstance. So that means that they could service, with half as much money, just as many people. Also, in that circumstance, everybody's going to agree there's waste. Now, a lot of people will say, there's 1% fraud in welfare. They've been given that statistic from somewhere, and they're running with it. Well, there's 25% fraud inside the insurance industry, and I would suggest that private companies like insurance are probably better at ferreting out fraud than the government is. So even if we went with 25% fraud, fine, we won't go with any fraud. There's zero fraud in welfare. Everybody needs it. Well, we know that some people choose to, have more children in order to get more benefits.
Mm-hmm.
We've all seen the stories and we all know they exist. I don't know how many people are doing this, but there are clearly some amount of people that understand that way they get money is by having more children.
I've met these people. They're horrible, horrible, horrible people.
And, regardless, there's also, they'll do these situations. So when they're put in a situation where they are no longer incentivized to have children, to therefore get the benefits, i.e. a private system where people, then you're not going to have maybe waste or fraud, but you'll have fewer people needing less money, because people that are intentionally having children, or at least intentionally not stopping themselves from having more children, are choosing to do something else with their time.
What if one of the rules of a private organization that is helping people is, hey, if you have another kid, you're getting cut off, right?
Maybe they'll give them an extra $10,000 if they have a tubal ligation or
maybe just pay for it. Maybe they'll pay. Maybe they got doctors on staff who are willing to donate a vasectomy every week or something like that.
I have no clue what the marketplace would provide, but I think that it's pretty clear that the marketplace would provide a more efficient system. I'd be willing to give to this, because right now what I'm not willing to give to is an inefficient system that less than 50 cents on a dollar goes to the actual poor people to help them. And it's probably less than a quarter on a dollar goes to actual poor people to help
them. I actually get stuff in the mail because I don't make a whole lot of money, and somehow they've figured this out. So they actually send me applications.
Who?
The feds,
okay,
for food stamps or for any type of assistance.
Huh.
And, so they know how – maybe it's from my tax returns in previous years. So they know who I am, and I'm just like the previous caller says, I'm a number. And they've got to get me on their rolls, because the more they can get
– your prospect.
Your budget.
Yeah.
All right, 855-453. You're welcome to comment on the welfare system. Boston Police Commissioner, according to photographyisnotacrime.com, which is a great website that does an awesome job of following all kinds of news stories where – photographers and videographers are having their rights trampled on. And by the way, we're not talking about just professionals in the business. You can have your rights trampled on as well if you pull out a video camera and record the police in some places. And certainly Boston is one of the worst. That's where the Glick decision happened, where Simon Glick was an attorney. He observed someone being arrested on the streets of Boston. He recorded it with his smartphone and was arrested for his efforts. And ultimately, that went to courts, and it went up to appeals court, and Glick won in a landmark Glick decision, as it is called. That happened in Boston, but yet still, Boston Police Commissioner William Evans whined in a recent interview with the Boston Herald about people who record the police, even going so far as to call for a new law that would criminalize the act of recording a police officer while standing within a certain distance of them. Evans told the Herald, quote, "If we can get legislation to make it fair so it protects both sides, then I'm all for it. Would I love to see a little distance? I'd love to see that," he says. And he
sounds like a real snakey. Yeah.
He's an ugly, ugly man as well. I'll tell you more about this coming up here in moments. And our toll-free number is 855-453. He looks like that guy from the Goonies a little bit. You know that ugly guy from the Goonies?
I love you, John.
All right, more on the way here. You can also join us on Skype. Skype username's lrn.fm, Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit to per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We're back with Free Talk Live. You can join us here toll free, 855-450-FREE. The police, a lot of them don't like this whole recording thing. They don't like it when you're on the streets holding them accountable with your video camera watching as they try to trample over people's rights. They really don't like that because they don't like it when people see what things are really like. There's the sort of the police narrative version of things where they're the embattled victims of the terrible criminals out there that are always trying to take advantage of them.
Risking their lives every single day, Ian.
Even though it's not actually as risky as, say, being a roofer.
Nope.
In fact,
lumberjack.
Not even in
fisherman.
The top 10 of most farmer professions. Carpenter, I believe, is also a fairly risky job compared to the police.
But they'll make it seem that way, and the people who support them will make it seem that way, the people in the news and whatnot. And the same thing with teachers and firemen, by the way.
And if the police were just out there, they were just out there arresting and investigating crimes with an actual victim.
You mean like peace officers?
Yeah, if they were actually stopping real criminals, then I would think they'd be proud of video being taken of
that. But they've got a quota, Ian, because they've got to hire a couple more guys this month, and if they don't make enough money from traffic stops or from busting under 21s for whatever, drinking, or for maybe a little weed, you know, they're not going to make the money at the end of the month.
Yeah, and so there's some things that they, I don't think any cop would mind if somebody recorded video of him daringly chasing after some man who just shot someone, right? Like if there was somebody recording that video, I highly doubt the police would be embarrassed about that.
I think most employers will find that having a camera in their place of business is a really, really, really good thing because not only does it help them from bad guys, but it also helps with their own employees, making sure that they are, you know, hey, employee, by the way, there's four cameras in this building. You never know.
No slacking off, no stealing. It's usually the employees
who are
the ones
slacking off and less stealing.
Well, right. I mean, because it's usually the employees who are the ones stealing from.
And as far as cops and police officers go, guess who the employers are really at the end of the day? And no one remembers this. I'm their friggin' employer.
That's the nice theory, Conan, but you're not signing their paychecks.
Well, but the money is being stolen from
That's
me
true.
Twice a year.
But you don't
to
get
go
to
and
tell
pay.
Them what to do.
Well, I don't get to take that money. I say, hey, you know what? I'm not really happy with how the police department handled their business this year. I don't like how they shot that guy. I think he should have been arrested. He didn't have to be shot in the back of the head. You know what? I'm going to keep a couple $100 this year, and why don't you fire that guy while you're at it instead of giving him a stinking raise?
The fact that you can't do those things is evidence that you are, in point of fact, not their employer.
That's right.
In any way, shape, or form. You're just a source of money to pay those people, and there's some other person who's signing those paychecks, maybe the town manager or the police chief. I'm not sure exactly where the disbursements come from.
Well, I know in our particular situation, the city council can hire and fire the chief of police.
I don't believe that's true.
I think
they can only hire and fire. We're only talking about Keene, New Hampshire now. They can only hire and fire the city manager, the city clerk, and the city attorney. It's actually the city manager who ultimately is the decider on who the police chief is going to be.
Okay.
Is my understanding. So, but they are hiring a new city manager here in Keene. So if anybody's looking for a city manager job, I hear they're going to pay real nice for this.
Oh, yeah, because they need a higher caliber, something they've gotten used to. John McClain,
he's the current guy, making $130.
Done such a great job, $130 before benefits.
Yeah.
And it's the mayor is already talking about a $200,000 job.
Damn.
So that they can.
I think everybody that applies for this job ought to get a letter of welcome from the Free Keene blog.
You could do that, Mark. I think that's a fine idea, though. Anyway, back to the story from Boston. This police commissioner, his name's William Evans. He whined in a recent interview with the Boston Herald, according to PhotographyIsNotACrime.com, saying if we can get legislation to make it fair so it protects both sides, he's talking about people recording the police, then I'm all for it. Would I love to see a little distance? I'd love to see that. I'm glad Evans writes Photography is Not a Crime's Maya Schaefer. I'm glad Evans finally admits that the public needs legal protection when they record his officers. I've needed protection from the Boston police for years as they have threatened me with false arrest, with physical removal from public buildings, and have shoved me around on many occasions. But I don't think that's what the commissioner meant.
No, Evans, I suspect it's not.
Evans also complained about camera-wielding individuals allegedly getting in police officers' faces and taunting taunting them, mentioning a July 4th incident as one example. Although he didn't reference me by name, it was clear from the description he provided that he was referring to a video I shot. In that video, I asked Boston police officers who were not wearing their badges to comply with state laws about identifying themselves. After I began speaking with the officers from a polite distance, Boston Police Deputy Superintendent William Ridge got in my face, standing literally inches away from me in an obvious attempt to intimidate, and ordered me to leave the public sidewalk that I was legally standing on. Now, before we go on with her story, I gotta say, she's right on this. Everybody who ever complains, almost to a T, not just the police, but bureaucrats, members of the public, whoever it is, anyone who ever says, those activists, they're getting in our face with video cameras.
It's all about the safety issues.
Go and watch whatever the video is they're talking about. Almost every time you will watch as the bureaucrat or the member of the public who is complaining is the one who actually gets in the video cameraman's face.
Yeah.
They will close a gap. Classic example of this is the Derek Jay's victimless crime spree, the scene with the crossing guard. It was all kinds of people are upset about this, how we treated this poor crossing guard. She was the one who got up in Derek's face. She closed a 6-foot gap between them, and she swipes at him with this stop sign she had in her hand. She hits him with it, but yet Derek's the bad guy for recording video of that happening.
And you know what? As far as the argument as to why this guy is even trying to come up with this law, when you have a camera and you're catching, people who are supposed to be protecting us, you catch them doing bad things.
Right.
Well, wait, hey, that's ground for a lawsuit. You know what? Derek probably could have.
Probably not. It's so hard to have a suit against the state. It really is. I mean, maybe
he was struck with a friggin' stop sign. I saw it. He wasn't just bumped. He was hit with a stop sign.
He probably, I think that he probably could get some kind of like $1 ruling or something like that. But the problem is that it would just make the situation worse. More people would find out that he made an old lady angry enough to hit him with a stop sign, and it would just be.
He didn't make her angry. She made herself angry.
I'm not using this as an example for something that could really bring a person some money from the city. I'm talking about serious issues where someone is in their home minding their own business and they knock down the wrong door or something and end up shooting your dog and maybe even your kid or something. But no. And that can only be found out if you have a camera. That you
That's
can take
true.
To court with you. And before, recent years, no one had cameras on their cell phones. I mean, it was, now that it's more and more people are coming to the idea cops aren't really there for you. They're there for themselves, their company.
They're protecting and serving themselves. They're protecting and serving their masters in the city council and the state legislature.
The lawmakers who are trying to come up with these new laws, they're the masters who are trying to protect their own. It's the thin blue line we're talking about.
Well, let's see what this guy, this police commissioner, has to say about why he wants to see restrictions on people's ability to record the police. He wants some sort of a buffer zone. We've heard this one before.
Yep.
855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Your freedoms. We'll come back with them. It's Free Talk Live, or what remains of them.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose. 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, who includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993 today.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
With Free Talk Live, we got time for you to share your thoughts with us here on Recording the Police. Those darn activists are getting in the police's face, says the commissioner, one of their commissioners, William Evans from Boston, which is one of the worst places in the United States as far as police behaving badly. The Massachusetts used to have one of the worst laws as far as, you know, restricting the media, restricting you. Because you are the media now. You don't have to go through the old gatekeepers. You don't have to try to get a job in television or radio or the newspaper to be the media. You, by virtue of the fact that you have access to any blog or any YouTube channel, and those are all free. You know, if you don't have your own blog, just go to WordPress.com. We'll give you one for free. You can have your own media. You can be the media as you record video of your government officials. And the police are government officials. When you record video of them, you are performing the role of being the media, especially if you publish that video after the fact.
Oh, you better believe it. You know what? A lot of these media organizations, they get a lot of their content from the locals that are out there with the
these
cameras.
Days they do.
So you see this, so this is crazy car wreck or a train derails or there's a cop who's, you know, a little aggressive. It shows up later that night at 7, and it came from some guy with a cell phone. Because, I mean, there's only so many reporters walking around with cameras. You can't be everywhere, and they
right.
usually only go out whenever they're called.
Yeah, it's the guys with the cell phones and the gals with the cell phones that are getting the best footage out there because they're there mm-hmm. when it happens. And now you've got this police commissioner, William Evans, in an interview with the Boston Herald saying he wants to have some distance between those folks with the cameras and the police. And, of course,
they have permission. Unless they've signed a paper with us
yeah.
and they're following us, and we know what kind of report they're going to write later on this evening or tomorrow morning, Monday morning.
So in a video that was referenced by this police commissioner, the author of the article that we're sharing with you from Photography is Not a Crime, Maya Schaefer, she apparently was referenced by this superintendent the deputy superintendent William Ridge was the cop involved in an on-the-scene situation where he attempted to intimidate this young lady into leaving the public sidewalk that she was legally standing on. Regarding that incident, the commissioner complained and said, quote, "If the officer had an incident with that person and the person wanted our badge, of course we're going to give it. But when you're just out there for the very reason of trying to get a getcha moment, then that's irritating to us."
I'm sure it is irritating. It's probably irritating for many employees when camera systems are installed in the in their work environment at first. It's like, hey, what are you doing? Accusing us of stealing?
Mm-hmm.
And the one who's hollering the loudest is likely the one who's stealing the most.
Probably.
And by the way, shrinkage, that's what they call this, and when employees steal stuff, is a real issue when it comes to employment. And it affects the customer's price. It affects the other employees' paychecks. It affects all kinds of things because it goes to the bottom line. And I guess not the bottom line. It affects the overall profits and what people can expect to get paid. So, these are the issues. These are just government employees that do not want to be held accountable, ultimately.
As Maya points out here, it's not a trying to get a getcha moment when I or anyone else decides to record police officers who are actively breaking laws or violating policies. Acting as though police misconduct isn't real because of the very fact that someone recorded it makes no sense. The fact that Evans is attacking people who record police misconduct instead of trying to address police misconduct shows his real priorities.
Mm-hmm.
On top of that, the law Evans is calling for.
He's more worried about lawsuits against his organization than he is about actually keeping the people safe.
That's true.
From these monsters.
And the lawsuit isn't going to succeed unless you got video. If you don't have video of what the police are doing and the laws yep. they're breaking, then no one is going to believe you.
Forget about it.
It doesn't matter.
Forget about
it. You can be the most credible person out there. You can be an upstanding member, a business owner, somebody who's a very, very well-known member of a society, and you could make a claim about police misbehavior, and nobody will believe you as long as there's no video evidence of it. The judges will always take the side of the police. They can do no wrong unless there's proof of it.
But they got that video footage of that cop slapping you in the face because you were a little uppity. And that's all caught on camera.
So
I also think that I'm of the opinion that any police officer that cusses during the course of their duty is unprofessional and should be docked or something like that. That should happen immediately. And we, the people that are supposedly the employers of these folks, and I don't think that's the truth in reality, but that's what we're told. We're the only ones who can enforce this stuff. If some kind of officer above them or whatever, the union's going to try to protect these officers. It's only their employers that ultimately can make this happen. And ultimately, we really are their employers. We're forced to pay their paychecks, but individually you can't do anything. But we together are their employers.
So on top of that, the law that the police commissioner Evans is calling for is clearly unconstitutional. The Glick precedent, which involved a man arrested for recording Boston cops, established years ago that recording the police is protected by the First Amendment, and not to mention the more recent Garrick decision. You know who that is? That's the president of the Free State Project.
Ooh.
So she had a very similar decision that came out of a New Hampshire case. Evans claims he's trying to address the issue of people interfering with the police, but if that's true, then there's no reason to pass a law singling out people who are recording. There are already laws against interfering with the police.
Uh-huh.
So If you are having someone who's interfering, they can arrest that person and charge them with that.
We are so intimately familiar with this argument already here in Keene with the Robin Hooders. They need their space because we are harassing them, except they've never come with criminal charges, ever.
And they can't.
They can't because it doesn't exist. So they're just making it up. And what is the bottom line? Why are they fighting this fight? It's because of the money. And I feel it's the same argument with this knucklehead. It's all about the money. He's worried about his own brethren getting caught on film breaking the law.
And he should be, because they are.
Because they do, on a regular basis.
So, as this points out here, by targeting those who are recording, it is clear that Evans wants to criminalize journalistic activity, not interference. If a law like the one Evans hopes to see passes, it could potentially make it illegal to record police in almost any circumstance. Anytime a police officer approached a person, it would be illegal for that person to record the interaction if the cop got close enough to them. And by the way, the police are already out there telling people to back off, right? Like, if a cop tells you to back up and you don't do it, then they can arrest you for something. They can charge you with disorderly conduct.
And by the way, this brings up real interesting questions of what if I record all my conversation on the phone? Am I wiretapping? Or what if I've got a camera on my dash and I'm recording everything and I get pulled over by a cop? You know, am I illegally filming that guy even though my vehicle is set up to do what it's doing?
If this guy gets his way, which hopefully he won't, but it just, you know, maybe this won't go anywhere, but it does show the attitude of some of these police is that they are defiant to the end. This has nothing to do, the police's position have nothing to do with just doing our job or enforcing the law. Because if they were just enforcing the law, then they would respect the court's decisions that have made it clear that it's legal to record them doing
like I said earlier
duty.
About the employer, if I was running a security team and I had, you know, five, you know, a dozen employees under me and they're monitoring, I would love to have all my guys with cameras on their person, on their vests, you know, to keep track of them. Especially if they're out there and they're mingling with the people and they're actually, you know, maybe they have a firearm on them. I would want to have this information at my disposal. I might even put it online for everyone to see. Say, hey, this is my security team. This is how they do their
business. Full transparency.
Oh, yeah, you better believe it. Yeah. As an employer, I would want to have that. The fact that these guys are running screaming from this is a real problem in my eyes.
It's an indicator that they know they're doing the wrong thing and that they want to hide that as much as they possibly can. These guys are not out there just serving and protecting. They're out there serving their interests, and their interest is to protect their butts from liability for the actions that they're making on the streets. We'll tell you more about what's happening. You can also share your thoughts on recording the police. Maybe you're on the side of the cops on this one, or at least the ones we're talking about, because I'm sure there are some cops who support this kind of transparency. 855-450-FREE, and this is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Attention, business owners. Do you know the three most critical letters in business?
CEO?
MBA?
Nope. Here's a hint. These three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything.
ROI?
The answer is INC, as in incorporation. Because if you're not incorporated in someone who's your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners, so you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-941-1029 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. Get the three little letters that can mean the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. For your free guide, call 1-800-941-1029. That's 1-800-941-1029.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Serious investors and traders want to make an 81% return in 60 seconds? We can show you how using our free tool. Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars in profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple, my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Best part, it's 100% free. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yes, indeed, this is Free Talk Live. We do have just a few moments remaining, just enough time for you if you want to join us here at 855-450-FREE. With you in the studio, it's Ian.
And Conan.
And Mark.
And I want to tell you about ProXPN. If you're getting online in whatever way, your smartphone, your laptop, desktop computer, ProXPN can protect you because there's probably somebody out there who wants to know what you're doing online, and some people have access to it, like your internet service provider, likely saving your surfing history. They can keep track of all that information unless you're using ProXPN, because ProXPN will actually encrypt your data connection. So go and get started with ProXPN for free at proxpn.com/FTL. That encryption will also prevent any criminals from sniffing out your Wi-Fi packets as well. You'll also save 50% off the regular monthly price for the lifetime of your account when you buy their annual account with code FTL50. That's FTL50, FTL like Free Talk Live, and 50 as in 50% off, bringing your price down to around $5 a month for the premium account, which gets you unlimited bandwidth, servers around the globe, as well as you can privately torrent and get past regionally blocked websites. It's super handy, and you can get started for free right now at proxpn.com/FTL. When you upgrade to premium, you get a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. So really, you've got nothing to lose here except your privacy. Go and get started at proxpn.com/FTL, and don't forget promo code FTL50 for a great discount on privacy that is priceless. As we go to your calls and thoughts, we're talking about being the media, and it can be a tough role to be the media, because if you don't back down when the police are threatening to you, sometimes they'll arrest you, and then you got to go through courts, and you got to find attorneys, and luckily the ACLU is pretty darn good at taking these cases and trouncing the police time and time again. Let's go, though, to Dave. He is in Montana, on with us via Skype. Hello, Dave.
Hey, yo, my brother Free Talker. Salud. Hey.
Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
Hey. We're talking about the First Amendment here, man, the freedom of the press. See, back in 1776, a press was a machine, man.
That's true.
We're allowed to have machines to convey communication. We were allowed to have the press. That was the only machine then that could copy what you had to say, and you could pass it around to other peoples so they could read it. And you had the proof, you had the freedom to do that. And now today we have machines called video players that could copy what's going on around you, and you could pass it around and communicate to other people what's going on around you. It's the same thing. It's the freedom of the press, and these guys ain't going to get away with killing the freedom of the press, man.
Yeah, but before, back in the day, like you're talking about, you know, you can only talk to so many people during the day. You know, if you're doing a newspaper, there's only so many newspapers you can print. But, I mean, right now, you got the Internet. And it's not just your neighbors. It's not just the people in the same city.
Right.
It's the whole stinking. It's the whole globe is going to find out, and that's what really scares them.
Yeah, of course now, because the technology just don't strengthen them. It strengthens us also, and we got to stand for when they try to tromp on it, man. We got to stand hard against this.
Right on, buddy.
And by the way, the internet—that's one of the things they don't control yet. And that's why they're trying.
There's too much money. There's too much money being made off the internet. They can't mess with it, because then they're going to be messing with their own people, because their own people are using the internet to make millions.
As an idea.
Dave, good call, man. Thanks for the thoughts here tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. What were you saying, Conan?
No, I'm saying that, yeah, I mean, the internet is a tool for both sides of the aisle. You know, they're using it against us.
Sure.
We're using it ourselves. You know, it is making our lives better. And some of us who spend too much time on the Facebook is making our lives a lot worse. But I mean,
yeah,
it is a good tool. But it could also be a spear, a missile against us. You
need to be vigilant about that. And there needs to be, I think, more favor on the side of the little people instead of these big bureaucracies and the police and these systems. Yeah, obviously, they should be able to have cameras, too. I don't think that they should be denied that ability. But they need to have transparency about that. So the one camera bill, there was like the police body camera bill here in New Hampshire. The lady that put that forward, she's actually a Keene state representative who was caught on the streets being very, very rude to
people. Oh, that's our ward, Gladys.
Gladys Johnson. She actually put in the bill for the police cameras, but the bill would restrict your access to them.
Don't you love how they don't make those things very clear? Are they packed so much into those bills that, you know, oh, of course I didn't vote for it, or of course I did vote for it, but I didn't vote for that other stuff that was in it.
You couldn't have voted for this bill and had transparency at the same time. So if you like the idea of the police having cameras and you just saw the headline of the bill, you might vote for it. But the details of the bill, of course, the devil's in the details, are that if the police have these cameras, then they keep all the footage and the public won't have any kind of right to know, right to freedom of information access to it.
But, Ian, we've got the pass the bill to find out what's in it.
Right. Well, the good news in New Hampshire, at least, Conan, is it's a little easier to read some of the bills here. Not all of them, but some.
We've got Daryl, too, so I mean, he's always going through these things.
He actually got an award at the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance dinner recently. Mark was the MC of the event, and he received, I think, one of three awards for being the most, or one of the top three prolific bill reviewers. Right. So he's read more bills in New Hampshire probably than more state reps have read them. Anyway, back to the story here from the Boston Globe, I believe. Well, there originally was an interview with Boston Herald interviewed Boston Police Commissioner William Evans, and he was saying he's tired of these people with their cameras, and they're recording his officers, and they're getting too close. So he wants to restrict how close you can be to these officers, but as the author over at photographyisnotacrime.com, Maya Schaefer, points out, if the law like the one Evans hopes to see passes, she says it could potentially make it illegal to record the police in any circumstance.
Yeah,
anytime.
What about their dash cams? Do they have to disable their dash cams now?
Oh, no, they'll have an exemption for their own dash cams. But your dash cam, they might force you to turn it off, because anytime an officer approaches you, if this guy gets his way, it would be illegal
for that person to record the interaction if the cop got close enough. But, of course, such a law would probably be struck down by the courts if it were ever passed. But maybe Evan slept through civics class, but passing a law that violates the First Amendment will only lead to lawsuits and more wasted taxpayer money.
Well, he probably doesn't have a whole lot to do anyways. This is just his, you know, regular, this is his month, you know, to just make this work. What does he do again?
He's a commissioner. I don't know what that means.
Sounds like he's in charge of something.
Yeah, I don't know what a commissioner does, honestly. I know there was a show called The Commish on television back in the 1990s.
It sounds like the head cop, like the chief of police of maybe a larger place.
It sounds like he doesn't have enough to do.
I wonder if he's appointed or elected. If you know more about Boston politics, I sure as hell don't. You're welcome to call in.
I'll tell you what. We were talking earlier about who the city council could actually fire or hire here in the city. And just three of them? That's wrong. All of these fools should have to be elected, even if it's just the people who are doing the voting.
Yeah, but the problem is then you don't know who all the people are, and nobody really, you know, if you've got too many elections, too many offices to vote for, you sort of muddle the waters with too many candidates, and people won't even know who they're voting for. So.
And that's when the town gets too big, then you lose more and more of your voting rights, and it becomes more and more automated, just like here in Keene. You know, the next thing to go will be our school voting system, where we'll lose that. The guy, the lawyer that we were talking about, badmouthing, he's all in favor of it. I mean, he thinks it should just be the board members making all the decisions. These six-hour events where people come in and they give their ideas and their opinions, just a waste of time. It should all be automated.
He says, should you be up in a police officer's face and agitating them? Absolutely not. Because we've seen it through all these demonstrations. It interferes sometimes with us being able to look at the crowd and focus on what our mission is. This is actually coming from the interview with a Herald, with the Boston Herald. Mark, you were going to...
Yeah, police commissioners and police chiefs are basically the same thing.
Oh, really?
Top cop. Okay. The commissioner's something that's in the east, and chiefs are more likely to be in the Midwest and West, and there are some other distinctions, perhaps, but it's still not. There's no consistency with it. It's like the definition of city and town.
Oh, isn't Commissioner Gordon in Batman?
Yes, he is.
He's the head cop.
Evan said he'd support legislation dictating the space between police and videotakers. And he's not specific here as to exactly how much space he's looking for. But whatever the amount is, it's... You know, unless it's right up in their own personal space, which I don't agree with getting, you know, I don't think you should get that close to somebody.
If you're breathing on the other guy, you're too close.
But if you're an arm's length away from him, I think that's fine. If you're 6 feet away, you're more than fine. But the idea of having this buffer zone is something that's come up a number of times. It's come up with the Robin Hooders here in town, which is what the cops or the parking department wants. They want this buffer zone. And those have been overturned as unconstitutional in the Supreme Court on, I believe, more than one occasion.
But this is Boston, Ian.
Well, I don't think that's going to matter here. But it's an indicator of what these people want. They don't want accountability. They want to be able to operate under the cover of darkness. And your cameras are the ones shining the light. So please, have your cameras armed and ready. And don't hesitate to record if you get the opportunity. Check out Conan at blacksheeprising.org and us at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.